Rabbi, today I'd like to finish up this series of shiurim on issues which relate to Malachas Mosheves and exceptions or categories where something doesn't qualify as Malachas Mosheves and hence would not be also, at least not also the right, so as Malachan Shabbos. We spoke yesterday on Makalka, we spoke about Eilam Eskayim. So in this shiur, I'd like to talk about the last two things here in Shiur Ches, that is the question of Chazi Shiur and Groma. Okay, so I think we're up to source number 42. The idea of Chatz Shir is going to have, at least with regards to Shabbos, a couple of different ramifications or manifestations, as we should see. It's a big, big subject, Chatz Shir, as is Grama, by the way. So we're not really going to go into great detail, just give some Roshei Prokim here. So there is a statement that Gemara makes in a couple of places. In Sukkah, I printed it from Erev and Dalam and Aleph. Amr Rechia Bar, source 42, we're up to. Amr Rechia Bar Ashi Amr Rav, Shi'urin Chatzitzin Mechitzin Halacha L'Moshe Mitzinai. Anytime you have a shir, how do you know you have to have a shir? Kazayas Tif Matzah, you have to have a shir, 40 saw in a mikveh. Yeah, whatever shirim, you know, never says in the Torah exactly how much, any item, whether it relates to a mitzvah, relates to an avera, how much you have to consume or how much you have to have or whatever in order to violate it. So the Gemara says, Shi'urin, as the Rashi there says, Erin Dafdal and Aleph, Shenosnu Chachamim L'chol Dover, the Chachamim tell us what the Shiur is, Kigon, Kazayis Dam, Chilu Pigal, and also, right, if you violate the Yisra of Achilles Dam, or Achilles Chilu, you have to have a Kazayis, okay, Kazayis Ben Amesh, and Tam, and Boel, all these types of things, Shar Shiur, and Kinovar, they're all in the category of Alachim, and Shemit Sinai. Chatzitzin has to do with the Chatzitzin for Tzvila purposes, right, if you have something on your body, it's not considered you're immersed in the water. And mechitza, the laws of mechitza, how high mechitza has to be, I'm not talking about mechitza for men and women for davening, but mechitza for rishus purposes, or erevin purposes, other purposes. Anyway, so these are all in the category of halacha l'moshe misinai. Okay, so a shir is halacha l'moshe misinai by whatever area it applies. So we already alluded to the fact a couple of times that each malacha has a different shir. It depends on what point you, in terms of what point you violate it at. It's not necessarily the same for every different type of halacha. Okay, but the Gemara here is saying there's all from a halacha, the Moshe Mitzrayim. Okay. What's that? Say it again.
This is a kind of
Tanav Shia. Oh, Tanav Shia. It never tells us in by anything. It never says you have to eat a, you know, how do you, I mean, it never says in the Torah you have to eat a Kazayis and Matzah. We also have to eat a Mitzvah, Achilles, Matzah, or a Pesach. Then we have to Kazayis. Yeah, the answer is because the Talah Chol Moshe Mitzrayim.
Nida doesn't really have a Shia.
You know what?
Nida is kosher.
Well, okay, so well, that's only been also that's one that they have to have a field down a tiny drop. But again, all the shiurim, how do you have to know mikveh, huh?
I don't think it's going on Christmas,
right? But then, yeah, we have the Argosh. It's a different area. The need is a different area. But I mean, but the language of Gemara, that even a tiny drop, that's it. Huh? Okay, anyway, it's a different area. But again, how do you know a mikveh has to have 40 saw of water? You know, that's it. Also, all these things in a category of halacha moshe misinai. Okay, now, however, what if it's something less than that? So that's a famous machlokas in Yuma. Again, it's a big subject. We're sure about it. I'm not going to go into great detail, but it's just to give you the Rashi Prokem, so you're familiar with it. They weren't Yuma, the last part in Yuma, I am Gimel Beis. You have a machlokas, the Biochar Meshlokas. What if you have Chatz Yishu? Yom Kippur also. You only chay. How much? What if I eat a crumb on Yom Kippur? Okay, is that it? I violated the minisim of Snapshot Fechem. I just a breadcrumb, half a cracker, whatever. At what point do we say that a person has violated the issue of Yom Kippur, drink or whatever? So there, the shear is what's called kosevus. Okay, whatever the shear is. But the machlokas in the Gemara is what about chatzi shear? Chatzi is half. It means less than the amount. Right? Chatzi doesn't always have to mean exactly half. Like we call chatzi halal, it's not half of halal, it's much more than half of halal. It means it's it's less than the full. Okay, so chatzi shir, right, as Rashi says there, New Ayin Gomer Beis in 45, Chomer, pachos mi kashir osim in Atar. Rabbi Yochanan says it's still osim, yeah.
So let's say that chatzi shir doesn't mean literally half, it just means less than full. Yeah. So if you have less than half, but also chatzi shir.
Yeah, anything
so,
less, yeah.
So just agricultural, let's say.
Right, anything less than that, right. Okay, so Pachos mikashir, right? So that's what it says. So the Gemara learns, we'll see in a second. So the Yochanan says, still usher. It may not carry with it whatever punishment that particular issue is. But it's still usher. You can't say, well, I'm a kipper. I'll just eat half a crack. I'll do that. Okay, even though it might be less than a shear. It is probably less. It is less than a shear. I'm going to take a little sip of water. Go to the water fountain and kipper and take a little sip. Much less than the amount. That's not allowed. That's a biyochron. Chatz shear usher and a Torah. Rishlokish amar mutam and a Torah. No, a shear is a shear. And less than that is mutam and a Torah. But mode rishlokish usher and a rabbana. Rishlokish is al kaponim. It's usher and a rabbana. At the very least, it's usher and a rabbana. And you know the that's how I work out the mission over there. Okay, fine. Where does it learn that from? So Rashi the Anuma and Gimel Beis points to Pasuk in Parshas Tzav, Herk Zion of a Yukar Pasuk Chav Gimel. The Barel Bnei Yisrael more Kol Chelav Shor Vechesav Eiz Lo So Chelav. Some of the Yisrael Chelav, even if it's a kosher animal, even if it was slaughtered 100% Kedasuk Din, certain fats, you know, Chelav is not allowed to eat them. Okay. So the Gemara has a discussion about this. And again, it's a big shas sugya. But for now, there in Yuma, the mission was on the original discussion was a mission. It's a machokas horoyim was on Ayin Gimel Beis. So on Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph 47 Gufa Chatzis Shir Rabbi Yochanan Amar Asma Torah Shalom Min Torah from Mutar Min Torah. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Asma Torah. Why came in the Chazil? It's Rufa Isura Kachel because Rabbi Yochanan holds Misvara. Even if I only had a half a piece, okay, but I'll have a half a piece now and a half a piece in 10 minutes now, and then I had a full kazayas, whatever, to kippers or kosevas, right? So it's chazil, it's terufe. So mela, what I've tasted now is usher. It's not going to be a full violation right now, but chazil, it's terufe. I mean, it can be, so to speak, later on, combined with, another piece to make, so it's ready, let's put it in, so it's a chetz of iser. My mice is not right now, my sister, but it's half a piece of chelim. I have a piece of half a kazayas. Chelim is chodz the roofing, okay? And Reish Lakish disagrees, that's a Yochanan. Reish Lakish disagrees and says, no, it's mutlak Torah. Achila, Amar Achman of Aleka. That's not called achila. Pasuk says, lo so chelim. So that's not called achila. Less than a certain round, it's not called achila. Just in simple, we have a principle also, ain't achila p'chus on the kazayas. And achila is a kazayas. This is not called achila. So I don't care the fact that you might, this very piece could be mitzvah. But meanwhile, you only ate this piece. It's not an iser. So eiser b'yochlam eish lakish. Ein li ala kol sheyeshna ba'onish yeshna b'zara. Koi b'chatzi shir. What's a brisa? Okay? Which for our purposes, chatzi shir hol v'eina onish yochlam eina b'zara. Talmud omar kol chelev. Okay, so forget about koi. Koi, koi is an animal. Koi is an animal. We don't know what type of animal it is. Is it a behemoth or is it a chaya? In fact, we don't know how to pronounce it because some people say kvi.
Fish and...
Oh, yeah, but that's not what it's called, an animal. This is a behemoth, an animal. But some people in yeshiva, some yeshivas, their traditions pronounce it koi, other places pronounce it kvi. Right, so whatever it is, we don't know how to pronounce it. But the idea is we don't know whether it's a behemoth or a chaya, nafkamina for certain dinim. For example, kisha adam, not by chaya, not by behemoth, other nafkamina. So, in any event, but we don't need to know that. Rashi explains it's a suffix. But the point is that a shear, so if you laid chatzi shear, there's no onesh. The Braisa said, there's no onesh, but does that mean there's no azar? What do you mean? Talmud Lomar, kol chelev. Okay, kol chelev. Kol chelev means any chelev. Kol, any, even a bit, even a drop. That's what the Yochanan seems to be saying. So even chatzi shear, kol chelev, also chelev. Any, minute amount, or anything which is part of chelev. That's how he learns it. That's the Rabbi Yochanan. Kol chelev, anything which is associated with chelev, even a tiny piece. So Rabbi Shlokesh answers, no, that's drabbanan. Either pasuk on smachta. It's like, well, get out of it. Pasuk just on smachta. Okay, but that's, I just want to be aware, that's the machlokes of Yochanan. Shlokesh al koponim, chatzishir is also drabbanan, at least according to Rabbi Yochanan, according to Shlokesh, according to Yochanan, it's also deraisa, even though it doesn't carry with it whatever the onus is. Good? Yeah? Okay. The Rambam, Shvisa Sosa. Shvisa Sosa, Perk Bezal on the Gimel. Rambam writes, Ochal Oshosa Pochos Mikashirze, after he gave what the shear is. Rambam Paskin by Yom Kippur. That's Ilchus Shvisa Sosa. Right? Shvisa Sosa means resting on the 10th day. That's 10th of Tishrei Yom Kippur. Right? The laws of Kippur. Shvisa Sosa, Perk Bezal on the Gimel. Ochal Oshosa Pochos Mikashirze. Eino Chayar Chorez. It's also min ha-Torah, but you don't get, usually to eat a new kippur, it's a chiyuv karis, right? V'nichas and Avashem are possibly there in that morning. And we'll say Nachalos also. You're not allowed to eat on your kippers. V'nisim is not Shemzechen. And, you know, you're not allowed to, if it's a Chiyuv Karis. So if you eat Chatzis Shir, there's no Chiyuv Karis. Ain Chavin Karis, no Shir. But Ra'ochal shows the Chatzis Shir, then Makar, some Makar Spiders, whatever you beat them up when it does, you know, you're not a Chiyuv Karis. Okay? There's no doubt that he doesn't deny. Yochanan says, "Osser min haTorah." The Isser is min haTorah. The punishment of Kares, that's on Shir. Yochanan does not even deny. Right. Well, that's awesome. The Rabbanan fixed that whenever the Torah doesn't present an punishment.
Like, Chayv min haTorah means there's an onus of some kind min haTorah.
No, that's not what Yochanan is saying. There's not an ownership in the Torah. It's an issue. Kadosh Baruch Hu's record charts, whatever. You did something wrong. So okay.
What's
I don't know, but it don't get. I don't know. There's certain things that can be usher, which you don't carry with it to punishment. Still usher.
Is there any other example?
I mean, it's a say. It's a say on the problem, not the swine. Huh?
Yeah,
you're wrong. Over violent. I say, I mean, you know, that. There are different types of errors, some of which carry punishment.
Isn't that violating Aseh?
Well, it is actually, if you go along, because it says, V'nisim is Avshatechen. Never say, I mean, I'm not going into the details, not Halal Yom Kippur, but it never says, Halal Yom Kippur. It says, V'nisim is Avshatechen. So, in a certain sense, that's part of the Lundus, yeah.
I think this is what we've learned about Avshatechen. Shema said that, although about Avshatechen, three
on top.
But once you violate it once,
three,
you're
three. Oh, yeah, I forgot. The
beginning
of the whatever that
area.
Yeah. Okay, I don't remember that, but it could well be. 100%. But that said, you can have someone that also just doesn't, because Baruch Hu decides not to punish you. But sometimes the Rabbanu will impose a punishment. I don't care so much about the punishment right now, other than the fact that Yochanan says it's also not Torah, and that's how the Rabbanu passes. Okay? Now, bring this over to Shabbos now. So you look in source 50, the Prima Gadim, in his Psicha, the Hilchos Shabbos, Prima Gadim, you know, Prima Gadim has, in effect, a twin commentary on the Shulchan Aruch. In each of the four halakhah of the Shulchan Aruch, you have two primary commentaries on the page, the two main commentaries on the page, and there are others, but the two, so let's say in Orach Chaim, you have the Magen Avraham, and you have the Taz, who calls the Magen David. His name is David Levi Taz. Taz goes with the Roman Taz. So in the thing of the day, you have the Shach and the Taz. So the Prima Gadim wrote a comment, like a super commentary on each one. You know, the one in the Magen Avraham is called Eshel Avraham. Okay, the one on the Taz, Tiferes Zav, is called Mishpitzel Zav. Okay, so the nickname based on the work that he's commenting on. Okay, anyway, the one on the Shach in the day, Sif Sekon and Shach, so it's Sif Sekdas. Okay, anyway, so but the Prima Gadim also has introductions to many of the Zay. It's a very important general introduction. Then he has a sectional introduction. So the introduction, Hilchos Shabbos, Oschof 50, right? The heavy Yodea, the Chol Melechas Shabbos Yeshlam Shir. In order to violate Shabbos, there is a Shir, whatever the Shir is, Kemosh Kozim Rashi and so on. Okay, the Lechulan Yeshir. HaPachos Michashir Ein Bo Kareis Uskila Velochatos. If you did whatever the malacha was, but less than the requisite shear, then there's no chiyuv karis, you know, because baruch hu skila, you know, even if it's witnessed by edim and so on, and no chatos was done b'shogeg. Aval iser Torah yesh b'chatzis shear, but it's still also not Torah. So why? Kerbi Yochanan he brings in this word of Yochanan. It says the same thing here too. Okay, Kerbi Yochanan, Kamosh Kos of Rashi and so on. Hein emes mashkos the kul and yeshir. Okay, he says they all have a shear. Then he points out that there are some malachas of Shabbos. You know what the shear is? Kolshu. Okay, choreish the rain is kolshu. Okay, but that's a technical problem. It's a bit explained. Does it really mean kolshu? But whatever it is, the bottom line is what I want to bring out from the Supreme God is that he extends this ruling. Rabbi Yochanan was talking in general. His locus location of his discussion was in Yuma, right, in Kippur. So we're going to make us understand that it applies to Shabbos also. Chatzis Shir Asur Matar. There's no skila, there's no kari, there's no chatzis in Mishogi, but still also, yeah.
Rabbi never mentioned
anything about
korbanos.
What would
you say, Shabbos?
Mishogi, if they're
going
to korban, yeah.
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah. So chatzis Shir?
Yeah.
No, chatzis Shir, I think I'm going to say not about korban.
So when you address the car, you only address the car.
Yeah, I said in cars. Yeah, I can't imagine.
Okay.
Can't imagine. Okay, now.
Let's say that you're asked to do Chatzis Shir, but you're not chayiv.
Right, there's no punishments. No punishment. Deraisa. Now, there are a few places where the Gemara itself, I show you the Primogonim as a general, but let's just show you a few Gemaras, okay, in Shabbos. All right, and this is really what the Primogonim was referring to. You look at Ayin Dalet and Aleph. Primogonim quoted this Gemara. So if you take a look in Shabbos, Rashi and Ayin Dalet. So we'll look in Rashi, Ayin Dalet and Aleph. 51. Maskif lo Rabbi Yosef Mutar Lafos Pachos Mekashir Kai Beth Bishul Afia. Can I bake or cook less than the amount? Okay, so here Akiva Rashi specifically does mention Chatos. Look in the Rashi in Ayin Dalet Sus 52 Bechimuter Nehi Dechiv Chatos Leka. So Rashi, your point of the Rambam is well taken, but Rashi does say Dechiv Chatos Leka. There's no Chiv Chatos. Okay, but Isura Miyaik. But this still is the Kaimel on Chatos Shir. As in the Torah, Perak Pasayil, we Pasayil Yochan. Generally, Yochan Shlachu Shlachu Yochan. So we follow Yochan on Chatos Shir as in the Torah. Okay. The Rosh, that's another example. Okay, the Rosh in Shabbos Perek Zayin Siman Yud Aleph talks about carrying, remotzi. When I say carrying, by the way, I don't necessarily only mean carrying in Rosh, means taking from Rosh Hashanah but out to Rosh Hashanah, or carrying within Rosh Hashanah. Anyway, he says hamotzi ochlin kegoger es chayav. Most, this is a general point. I'm going to just throw it in now. Most things related to ochel, most isurim and Shabbos related to food, the shears are grogeris, like a fig. So that's why, I mean, like, most of us do it the pas. Disagree? Yeah. You made that point.
I agree.
Yeah, okay. No, that's, that's ma'amer, dosh, borer, tochein, merakeid, losh, we should also do it the pas things when there's already something there, not when you just bring the seed in. You know? So ma'amer is bundling and dosh is, you know, winning Zora, Borer, Tochen, grinding, all that stuff, the Shira is Gogeres. Okay. However, the Hagos HaShri points out over there, okay, there in Shabbos, Perek Zayin, Siman Yalav, on the Rosh, he says, the Davka Gogeres is fine. Avo Pachos Ein Bochiv, Avo Mikol Mokom, Osim in HaTorah. He's saying, don't be confused. It's a Mutter, it's still Osir. Do a lesson of Gogeres, still Osir. But it's because Osim in HaTorah, because Chatzis Shira Osim in HaTorah, just that there's no Chiv. Okay. You're not behind cars, right? Right. Okay.
Who's the Mahariyah?
Just a moment.
I think you're seeing Mahariyah.
Yeah, I see that. Wait a minute, so they're usually quotes on the. There's a Mahariyah, there's a. Yeah, close. That's one of the.
Mentioned
Rashi and Basic Marnapia
about
the
Mishir of Pavus Mishir,
yeah,
of
official, but is that a Din of Chatzishir? Because
we also have a Katzikol Michael Ben Shusai, which Michael Ben Shusai is not cooked in its entirety.
Right.
So is that a Din
of Chatzishir?
Is that just that? This means less.
So you can less than that. But let's explain. Here we're not talking about the quality of the malacha, but the quantity. Okay, how much food do you have to cook? That's what I'm saying. That's what we're focusing on now. How much, let's have cook it, machal and zoy, okay, which is either one third or one half cooked machal kirashin, machal
zoy.
How much food do I have to cook at that point? Right? There, that's more beginning the definition of the of what's called cooking. Okay, what's called cooking?
So you can't say the
same
far, so you
can
combine two things for one.
Right. I'm just saying, I'm talking here, I'm not, it comes up, but right now it's about quantity. What's sheer quantity? There, it's defining cooking. At what point is something cooked? That's what I like to take. Well, I like meat well done, personally. Okay, to rare, you know, it takes a half hour just to chew one piece. Okay, but many people like, I'm not criticizing, many people like it. Okay, so, it's obviously, there's a difference. At what point something is cooked? That's called machal ben yusoy. It's either one third, which means it's edible. Some people consider it edible. Edible, I have chak. So it's a half cooked, whatever it is. But that's a little bit different. Anyway, getting back to here, okay. Yeah, that's how it goes. I have to look up on this because There's an Achron, the Kutta Merit, that's not talking about, that's much later.
The Rashi is the 1300s.
Yeah, the Marich is the 1800s. So that there's this, huh?
What was the
process?
Is that
1300s?
1400.
Great grandmother, Trump's Hadesh. Yeah,
1400s.
I don't think. They
overlapped a little bit.
Yeah, I was going to say, they overlapped.
What? What? This is my.
Oh, okay, so probably was, okay. Did they say what it stands for? I don't remember.
Yes,
oh, okay, I don't remember. Usually, the most of the a lot of time I go to Sergei Kutsun, there's a Rua. And again, it's still called the Kute Marich, which is a later, much later, say, it's
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's there. Okay. Good. That's it, Shkai. Thank you. Yeah. What is that? Yeah, okay, you can find everything there. All right, anyway. So now so let's take a look now at the Rambam. Okay. But with an important caveat here. Okay. Parag Yud Beis, Hilchos Shabbos, Halacha Tes. Ein Hamotzi Mishus, Mishus Chayav Ad Sheyotzi Kishir Hamoil. Whatever the shir useful, Mishuyog or Sharab, Mishurab, Mishuyachit, fine, but Yakor, Mishuzub, and Echbor Shushnia, you need both Akir and Anocha, fine, pick it up, put it down. Abim Okor, Oiniach, Oiniach, Okor. Now, here, that's why I didn't want to answer Kira completely, because here he said, well, that's why I just did Akira and not Anocha. I picked it up and then put it down, so it's also, but I don't want to deal with that now, but here's what he says, Oshahotzi Pachos Mikashir Potter. He uses the word potter. Okay, similarly, Parak Yud Ches Halacha Chav Gimel, the Rambam writes, "Hamotzi Chatzis Yir Potter." The Chen Kola Osim Malach Malachos Chatzis Yir Potter. So this is an exception. It doesn't mean potter Abel Oser. Okay, usually 99% of the time, as I want to point out, most of the time potter in Hilchos Shabbos. We saw that with the Gemara in Chav Gimel, and a number of times the Rambam. But here it's potter Abel Oser Midaraisa, not potter Oser Drabanan. Okay, yeah.
He's not trying to see the Sofa. He says all Potter and
Alasar is also the Sofa. Right, but there's an exception.
He's saying all Potter and Alasar is the Sofa. And it sounds, it's not trying to see the Sofa.
But that whole Divya Sofa problem is.
But the fact that he uses our Sofa and Alasar actually means the Sofa.
Yeah, right, right.
Means the Sofa, right?
No, but here is the Paskin Chatzis Yos Man HaTorah. That's what we said by Shuzasu. We pass on like Yochel. No, I understand, but I think the general. I don't. Yeah, it could be, but I think most assume means part of also their eyes. Because once you apply the rule of Chatzis Yashir Asman Torah, it applies everywhere, not just by Yom Kippur. We pass on like Yochel. I mean, do I have a proof? Huh? Oh, so now, oh, very good. So now, right? Oh, so that may my you're correct. That's going to lead to the next. The Chamsi, the next source 15 as a tshuva, he says that the whole din of Chatzis Yir Asman HaTorah is only by Chiyuv Achila. So you can be with that kind of take a look. Is that what you're saying? Well.
Can you say
Shabbos
is different from
Malacha? Well, why is that Malacha? It's not a full Malacha.
That's not useful.
What's that? Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. That's the Rashbam. So before I get to the Chavetz, so take a look. That's not the Rambam, the Rashbam. Rashbam and blah, blah, blah. So this is what you're saying.
Can you read that into the Rambam?
Maybe. He writes, "Hamotzi ochin chayber gerz b'shavuz hanshon satorah v'lo chashiva hatzaz gavur chashiv v'pachas megergeres." So it is based on Malachas Moshe. So maybe you can read the Rambam. Okay, I mean, but at least with regards to ochin. And that could even agree with the Rashbam because it's not considered a Rachashah. It could be. It's like a Din HaMalach HaMashavah. That's what I want to say. In other words, if you look in the Chacham Tzvi, okay, he says, Simon Pei Vav. Yishlom the shining su achil diyson kwa the kol chelik. That's where to come from in the first place. The limud is from chelik. It's achila. Okay. Gisper Rabbeish Pei Vazimud. The kvar tirtzat toshom lemay itzri svara kwa. So on fizet because you have also the svara chazal teruve. If you hold it, you have chazal teruve. Then the chart should apply to other things, not ochum. Anyway, what you have the but he's a fizeh bechol shari sura torah going on toleish sar echad ben nazir. Okay, nazir not allowed to cut his hair. But let's say he cut one hair. Okay, o b'shabbes. Okay, that's he said o b'shabbes. O motzi pachas mikashir ein bo iser torah klal. Okay, the time of the chazatu lechud lo mahani. So according to Chacham Tzvi, okay, you said it's correct. Okay, and the Rambam will, in that those cases, mean what? I chut to shas in the Torah. Chacham Tzvi, that's only true by things which are fundamentally isur achila, but by nazir, by Shabbos, that's Chacham Tzvi. Okay, omotzi posu shir ein bo isur Torah klal. Still, it's rabbanon, but ein bo isur Torah klal. I chut to rufi. The Chazal Tzuruf of the Gemara didn't leave it at that. It also had the pasuk Kol Chelav. So Tosafot there discussed it, but by itself, the Chazal Tzuruf, the fact can combine it, so yeah, it's not enough. Okay, so the ruling of the Chacham Tzvi in this Shuvah Siman Peigav is that it applies only to Surah Chelav, and it wouldn't apply to Shabbos, and therefore the Rama may well hold. May well, I don't know if you have to say in the Rama, but you certainly could say the Rama says over here Potter. Means like well, everyone else Potter also. Okay. Yeah, that would seem to be the right. That would seem to be the simpler way around. I don't disagree. But the only thing is, if you don't hold this, you hold that Chatzi Shiratz Torah is everywhere. You have to say what it means by Pata. It means still also the rise. You have to say it. And when he said that, that's a general rule, but there are exceptions.
So how do we know that Rambam permits Pata
of a woman? We don't know. He says a general rule. So I'm saying one could learn that he means is an exception. You know, also malacha, malacha is chatzis shir potter, but maybe also the rise of based on Yochan. I said earlier, yeah, that's 99% of the time. I mean, again, the Chacham Tzvi reads in. I mean, it doesn't say the Rambam, but he says that the whole principle of Chatzis Shiratz Min HaTorah is only by Yisur Achila, not by Shabbos. He says it, so I'm not arguing. He's not the only one who says it. Okay, the Dogam Ravava, that's from the Nodi Yehuda. His commentary on Hilchos Pesach, Aruch Chaim from Tov Mem Beis, Siv Zion, and I'm going to run. Take a look, 59. Okay. Gamlin and Bal Yeroa, he's talking about Bal Yeroa on Pesach. Let's say I have half a kazayis of chametz. Do I violate Bal Yeroa? We don't know. We know that you don't violate it's your chametz. The full issue of any chametz on Pesach. Let's say it's kashir. Huh? What about what are the Bal Yeroa? So he says the Bal Yeroa is chatzis shiratz min haTorah. Okay. Now he says mashma. The law amrina b'masha eno isur achila chatzis shir asur min haTorah. Okay, we don't say he's like the Chacham Tzvi. Okay, but he's a little after Chacham Tzvi. He doesn't quote Chacham Tzvi, but he says that it's only asur min haTorah by isur achila. Now, I b'yirah fundamentally is not the time for this. Now, b'yirah fundamentally relates to isur achila. It's you can't have chametz in your possession. True, it's a separate isur, but it starts with isur achila's chametz. There is a The Ran, not a topic now, but the Ran, the Pesachim says the Bayroa in effect is a Syog. Usually we think a Syog is a Drabonim. Most of the time it is. But sometimes you can have a Syog Minatorah. So the Ran writes in Pesachim that this is such an example that even though it's Minatorah, the Bayroa, but the main thing is you shouldn't come to eat it. If you have it lying around the house, you're going to eat it. The Bayroa is a Syog. Those interested, Rabbi Yosef Engel, one of his, I think it was an Achim, in the late 1800s, so he wrote, I don't know, a number of songs, but one of them is called Lekach Tov, where Tov is 17 in Gematria, 17 essays on Shas topics. So one of them he analyzes, is there such a thing as a Syog de Oraisa? So he brings 15, 16, 17, whatever. Get a look at his regular song, you know, his Bekir, like his riots, they don't follow any order. You know, don't follow like the order of the Shas or his, meaning just it flew into his head. And that's, anyway, so he brings this run. As a matter of fact, I forgot I have an example. But a bunch of examples, we seem to say something is also Darabon. I'm sorry, it's also Daraisa as a shog to prevent you from violating a different Daraisa. At first, it sounds so counterintuitive, but he has many rises. And then years ago, there used to be a Tom Chochel, the more you think of Yosef Wodevsky, before your time, he passed away quite a number of years ago. He was a psychic, he was blind. He used to hang around the library, the fifth floor, you know, it'd be Tom Chochel.
It was my heart.
He was things by heart, and anyway, he had to. He didn't see him. He was very close to, I think it was Simon, was very close to him, and then Shlomo Carmel. So anyway, so when he passed away, they published Sefer Chochel Yosef, if you remember. It's available from the YU publication, all of it. There were a lot of their banners, she was contributing articles. Anyway, so they asked, he was very fond of the song of Joseph Engel. So he asked to write something on Joseph Engel. So anyway, so I wrote something about Rabbi Daniel Feldman, YU, took that piece, and he had three or four additional examples where we have a Shog Min HaTorah. You know, and then I actually found something else, which in a different one of his songs, they printed from Joseph Engel called Gilyone HaShas. You know, which is just his comments that he wrote on the side of the page, you know, like the Kivega, you know, the side that he's printed. There's something called Gilyonea Shas from Yosef Engel. And then it's recepted, you know, what he wrote on the side of the page. So I found something that he said, an example of a Shog Min HaTorah, but it didn't make it into, he must have discovered that after he wrote the other essay. He says that, according to Shom Rishonim, when it says in the Torah, Lo Yekekorach Lechadoso, Shom Rishonim learned that that's actually an issue, to avoid machokas. Not to be like Korach. A simple reading of the pasuk in the way the Rambam learns. It's just telling you, Musa or whatever, the reason they had to make these, they take the machtos, you know, the metal and the machtos and put them in the bear. So people have a warning not to be like Korach, but it's not an issue. But some, the Rabban and others seem to learn it's an issue. So some say it's an issue, so you won't come. Shavuot Machokas, so then you come to hate somebody. So this angle writes that. And so that's more on agency. He says that. And he didn't put that in his own sefer when he had all the siogim deraisa. Anyway, getting back to our topic. So that's what the Buddha says over here, that maybe Balyaroa is different because it's fundamentally rooted in Yisra Achila. But according to this, then you can read the Rambam differently. Okay, there's a couple of other examples on this front. Okay. You know, because we'll see in a moment, in some cases, okay, if it's Chatzi Shir, it's not even the malacha. Okay, that doesn't qualify as a malacha. All right? If it's less than that, that's not called the malacha. So there's a Tosefta in Beitza, Paragalacha Beit 60, Oreg Chut Echad, okay, weaving, okay? Or Kosev Osachas. And all these things are less than a shear, then Enochayev, not yet. Well, you're right, one letter, and so on. So, but there is a malacha, one of the 39 malachas that do with the weaving process called the Osa Shnei Batei Nirin. Again, two things with weaving, okay, connecting. So here, it's interesting. That's the name of the malacha. It says Shnei. Okay. And Tosas writes, the Shabbos Ha'an Gimel Amud Aleph, Dir Asa Osa, but it lists off the malachas. It doesn't say by the others, Ha'ofer Kegoger. It doesn't say in the list of the 39 malachas what amount you have to do, but here it does. Tosa says, Tzarek Lafarish. Lama Pirish Khan of Orig, Butseva Tofer, Kosev Shir Tfeh. It does say by Kosev Bezosio. So he says, why by some of the things, Tosa leaves it a little kasha, is why by some of the things is, you know, does it mention a Shir? You have to look up the mission, you'll see. Okay, but that, so the Meiri talks about that a little bit. Also, earlier in Shabbos and Gimel Bay, in the last of the Yesh Lodom, okay, he says, he talks about Chatzi Shir. So he says, by certain things, Chatzi Shir, there's no punishment, there's an Isser. Okay, but he says, for example, by the Mavir Shtei Amos, carry only two Amos. Okay, so he said, by certain things, the Chatzi Shir is not even a malacha. Okay, it's nothing, not even the Rabbana. Okay, so just be aware of that to figure out which one.
More of his examples?
He mentioned Hotzah Shein Ikar Malacha Lo Ma'is Ikar Akiv Anocho. What if he just lifted up something but he didn't put it down in the other rishus? So that might not be Chatzis Shir.
Just picking okay. Something in
picking it up and bring it out, and you didn't walk 4 hours. And I thought the same thing as walking 2 hours. Okay, anyway, so that's something to look at with regards to that.
Walking now, 2 hours is okay?
What's that?
Walking 2 hours would be the same?
No, that's is it not. That would be Chatz Yishir.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And the Prima Gadim, again, going back to Psich and Hilchos Shabbos, okay, he learns out, because the language of the Torah also, remember it said, what do we learn? We learn Kol Chelev, right? Kol Chelev. But by Shabbos, it also says Kol. It says differs. Okay, a similar type of derivation. Okay. So he says, So he quotes this is the Prima Gadim, Psicha Lechol Shabbos Olos Lamed Aleph 64. He says some of the things which we mentioned. So one of the things he quotes the Chatz Yishir Zvatar, he quotes the Rashi that we saw, the Agos Hashri, quotes the Chacham Tzvi. Okay, and he says the malachas asur is kiv kol chelav the rabbis and so on. We all call malachas asur machelav. But she ain't can't also Shabbos. The seranos and the yeshomim darbana. Behine the malachas asur is yeshomim stam achila mashma v'losh hakodesh bekezayis. Right. However, avol b'Shabbos the last 2 lines. The kiv lo sasa kol malacha she mashmo afilu kol shuv mashma also hilchos olam ala on shin eno chayav ela bekashir. Of a Chatz Yishir, belav koyin. So he has the Chatz Yishir on Shabbos, it's a lav. Okay, it's a lav. It's not a chi of koris, but it's a lav. All right, that's lo sasa chol melochem. All right, so read those words again. On Shabbos, the ksiv lo sasa chol melochem, shemashma afilu kol shehu b'mashma. Right? Lo sasa chol melochem, anything that's a lav. Asa hilchot, what's a lav on Shabbos? Lomar la'on shin ein chayv el b'kashir avol chatz yishir b'lav koyin. I think that's an important point. He's a hemish. It's a lav. It's not a chiyuv koyin. Now, can you read that into the Rambam? I don't know, but he said it's a lav. It's not just osur b'darbonah. Okay, at least by some levels, yeah.
He's saying that
tremendous.
That isn't the
I know. So that's a problem because the Gemara had it by chelim. Okay, I mean, some people the Nitziv does that sometimes, right? He has drushes. But you're right. I acknowledge. Okay.
Also, it's a direct argument with Rashi.
Who said it was because of Dovah Choshev? Yeah, I'm saying. It's an interesting. And to say that it's a lot, I mean, that's what I mean. So it means also to say that I'll be more than Makas Mardas, so I'll be get Malka in the stomach, right? So it's a Chiddush. Okay, just want to make you aware of that. Yeah. One second. I don't know. It could be. I mean, La'omshin ain't chayav. Well, no, I don't. Well, okay, but Rosh Hashanah,
that way.
Well, chol omshin ain't chayav, it'll be kashir. I do for the shir for omshin.
For omshin ain't chayav,
no, but he's saying it won't get any onshin, right? But, oh, I see. That maybe means it would get malchus. Okay, yeah. Could be. But I feel the fact that he says it's a lot, I think it's Kiddush. That's something. Right. Yeah, I can't prove anything by onshin. You're right. No right. Okay. So I just want to also show you, just before we get to the next thing, the bir halacha. I mean, most assume it's about malchus for sure. Even if so, Mustafa, you're right. I don't know. But, you know, there's a din of Shulchan Aruch about here, Sim Shin Mem or Chaim Sivalov Sim Sivalov. Usher Lito Saro, Otsiparna, Bain Biad, Ben Bekli, Bain Lash, Mahir, Chaim, or Stay Saras. Right? Only if you cut 2 hairs. Okay. So Mishabru, the Bir Alocha there, Sim Shin Mem Sivalov, 66, right? I'm Mishabru, I'm not wrong. The Chain was Kom Skar Chom Le Isir. Okay. And quotes the Rambam, the Kol Molach Shabbat, also Chatishesh from Isir. Now, Avram says with the rice. This is what we discussed before, but now I'm just showing you the summary in the Bira Halacha. And Mishabura says that once you say Chatz Yishir Aser by Sharisur, right? So he quotes Avram hold the who the rice kemo kol Chatz Yishir Shemalachos Asurus. Doesn't accept that chiluk of the chamtzi and maybe the yudah in the dom rabba, but he says no. Once we say chatzis, you're also on Torah. That's by everything, and therefore by Shabbos also. Right, that's what we discussed before. So I said we'd get back to it. Here we are. So the Bialach says, "Inyani with Raisa Rabbanan, Moran Ramash with the Raisa, Kol Kol Chotzi Shushal Machol Machos Asuris, the Kaimel and Kabiachan, the Asim and the Torah, the Tam, the Chazit Zeruf, and so on. Shad Kam Bezen, and Bechein Inom Shemitu Kol Chelam Nistabra, the Alfinan. We know you got in a Kol Chelam is just don't come back to me. Well, that's an Isra Chilah. That's the paradigm for all Isurim. That's way similar." Okay, being Cain, who had the Mechol Dover, the Chazal is doing. Now, in the brackets, he has the Chacham Tzvi, and he writes, the Divrei Chacham Tzvi, Shirotzal Chalek, you know, and so on, the Chukin Ma'od. Okay, the Shur doesn't like it. Okay, however, he does quote others who say that no, that only, this is only Rabbanim. That's what it looked like from Rashi before. All right, I hope he's only, you know, Rabbanim. But maybe, okay, anyway, so you can look through the Mishavur and see that it's a bit of a discussion. What if the Raisa Rabbanan? The Aruch HaShulchan, it's in Reish Mem Beis, 6 Lamed Hey, 67, right? B'chol Malach HaShabbos, Yei Shiroam, Yisbar HaKalecham Komo, good. B'chatz Yishir, Asim Tor, Ki B'chol Yisrei Torah, El Shein Lokin, Al-Chatz Yishir. B'chol Shekein, Shein Mamisim. They've even carved Al-Chatz Yishir. B'chol Mokom Yisroam Min HaTorah. Okay, so he seems to say it for sure it's the Raisa. Okay, so I'm saying it could be Machal B'Rishonim, but that's a question whether the Chotzi Shos on the Torah, you know, and how they read that Rambam, either the Rambam disagrees or the Rambam will say that Potter is an exception to Osef Darais. Okay, I just want to discuss one other important thing, really. It's not exactly Chotzi Shir. Before I get to Grom, I'll finish with that. I mean, again, Grom is a major subject, but just for our purposes, they will do a little bit. But before I get to that, another area relating to... It's not exactly chatzis shir in terms of quantity, but in terms of the way the malacha is done. The way the malacha is done. Okay? Meaning, what if two people do the malacha together? One did half and the other did half. Then what? The result was a malacha. So the very first mission in Shabbos, on the Beis Med Aleph, may remember, 68. Pashat ha'ani yisod l'chnim v'notal balabayis mitokom. Okay, the ani sticks his cup, his tucking box, Pushka inside and the person indoors took it. Okay, Osha Nosla Tocho, or he puts in the end of it. Shnei and Peturin. There was an Akir and Anocha by different people. Pasha Balabai Zel Lachutz or Nosla Tocho, Osha Nosla Tocho by Ichnis, Shnei and Peturin. You look at the Rashi's there. This Beis Manalach and Shabbos, right? The Pasha Ani, the first case Ani did the Akira. But the Balabayas took something, put it down inside. So Balabayas did the Hanukkah. The Ani picked it up. He was in Sharabim. He picked it up, extended it into the house, and he took it from him and brought it, extended his hand. He took it and brought it into the house. Right? Or the verse case. Shneim Peturin. Rashi says, an important Rashi, okay, and the fourth Rashi in Beis Medrash Aleph in Shabbos 69. Shneim Peturin. Shelo Asa Echad Melach HaShleima. Because neither one of them, I'm just appending it to Chotish Yir. It's not the same as Chotish Yir. It's similar in the sense that a whole malach is not done. Now, although Asur and Lasus can lachatchila, it's not what we're supposed to do. Okay. Shemei vol kolechad rechad lasus malach ha-shleima b'shabbos. Harish time, midi rabbanon and so on. Okay. Anyway, but that's on that sugya. Now, with this in mind, the Gemara on Dav Gimel ben Aleph quotes from a pasuk. Again, talking about Korban Chatas, Perek Dalet of Ayikra, Pasuk Chav Zayin, 70. Vim Nefesh Ech Achas, Techtosh Gav Me'amar, it's by Sosa Achas, emphasis the word Achas, Mimitzis Hashem Hashem Hashem, instead of Hashem. Okay? So the Gemara quotes that, the Gemara in Shabbos, and Gimel Aleph, on the Mishnah, we just read, asks, what do you mean, Shnei and Peturim? Well, he's out the Malacha Mevanayim. Between the two of them, they did a Malachas. How could it be Pater? What kind of business? What do you mean, Pater? Between the two of them, they did a complete Malacha. So Tanya, Rebbe Omer me Ama Aretz ba'aso sa ha'oses kula below ha'oses miktsasa. Okay, yachid ba'oso so chayev shnayim ba'aso so pturim. It manami amar chiy bar gamda nizruka b'pichabura amar ba'aso sa yachid shaso chayev shnayim shaso pturim. That's how the Gemara says it's ba'aso sa korban chatas. That's when in effect each person did a chatzim aloha. Together with a full malacha. Okay, later on, the Gemara darshens the pasuk further on the Tzadi Basement Base 73, going over to Tzadi Gemara, the bottom of Tzadi Basement Base, Tanarabanan, Basosa Osis Kula, Okay, give other examples. There, the beginning of Shabbos, an example with Akir and Hanocha by Motzi Mishus Vishus with an Anin Abalabais. Yeah? So Gemara here gives other examples. Okay, here the Gemara gives other examples. One, Shnayim Shu Oksin Milgaz, Logzin. They were both like a shovel hay, like pitchfork, shovel hay with it. Okay? So Milogzin, they were stacking whatever hay for whatever the produce was. Okay, Bekarka, Bishovtim. Like a carcass, is some kind of a rod that was used for weaving. Say, so two people did it. Bekumus, because two people holding on to the pen and writing. I held the bottom of the pen, you held the bottom. Between two of us, we wrote it. Okay. Bekone, but two should rob. Yochel, you chayven. Tamil over, ba so so. Hosa is cool. Hosa is a mitzosa. Same drosha, right? Ba so so acha. Ba so so acha. And however, Alec Moore continues. But be eagle shold vela. The eagle shold vela is a cake. Made out of figs. They used to make these fig cakes, pressed figs. That's one of the things in the beginning of the element season, if you remember. Found an eagle in the Bully Trailer. Anyway, an eagle shell is like a cake. And the point is, it's heavy. It's pressed figs, tightly pressed figs, a little heavy. So, the eagle shell is vela, both silo shusarabin, or the kora, both silo shusarabin. Kora is a. And I have all the rashis there, but anyway. Koreh, right? Yeah, he's already inside of Gimel Aleph. But look in Rashi in 75, right? He says, before that, look at the Rashi in Sadi Beis and Beis. Okay, in all the original cases, okay, the original case that we mentioned is Chol Hanach Zeyachol, Zeyachol Minu. Either one of them could have done this Melacha by himself. He didn't need the participation of the second person. Those are the first examples where it says Shneim Peturim. You follow? Those are the first examples on Sadi Beis and Beis. Two people holding a pitchfork, two people holding a pen. Either one of them could have done it by himself. That's what Rashi means there. Sadi Beis and Beis, Zomasa Makana, 74. B'chol hanav zeh yochol v'zeh yochol. This is all zeh yochol v'zeh yochol. Either one of them could have done this malacha by himself. However, the Gemara calls the other case, eagle or korah, Rashi on top of Tanakhim on Alam 75, right? Gedol on him. No, neither one of them could have done it himself. Too heavy, too bulky, too big, whatever, big beam. He couldn't carry it out yourself. Okay? So there, then, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, right? Lo yachalu echad lotzir, but it's yushnayim, then chayavim. Okay, then they're chayim. You need both people. Imlav patur, but again, if he could have done it by himself, then you potter. Shimon Omer, he still says you're potter because at the end of the day, it was two people, not one person. The Gemara goes on, my kemifli, what's my chokas? Says, how do you read the pasuk? So the mutim, it's you can read through it. Techta, achas, techta, I'm not going to my father.
One of the two could
have done it. I'll get that too. We'll get that also. So you can read the rest of the Gemara. You'll just see how they learn it out from that pasuk. How did Darshan Psuk? All right, so let's look now in 76, the Rambam. Rambam Perek Aleph Halacha Yud Daled. Okay. Kol HaMechaveh, Kol, so again, so if either one could have done the Malacha separately, both are Potter. Here it means for sure, Potter was Rabbanah. Right, they did it together, they're Potter, they're Asur Rabbanah. So let's look in the Rambam. Perek Aleph Halacha Yud Daled. Kol HaMechaveh Ma'asus Halacha Yud Shabbat. Okay. V'hizchul Baba Asur Kashir Chayim. Afal Pi Yishol Hishim Kol Halacha. It's a different point. Okay. You didn't do everything you planned to do. We mentioned it. Kate said, Arishin Skavan, lift up Igeris or Star B'Shabbos. My intent was to write a letter or a document. And I never did. Okay? Ain't over below his chayv ze'ad sh'yashim chavtzo. Chavit chavtzo. Okay? Yichtov kol ashtar. Or kol Igeris. Ela mishichtov shteyosis. Already a chayv. Your intent was to write a whole letter. You only wrote, and then you got distracted. Your intent was to write up a whole page. Okay, instead I wrote two letters and something happened, I got distracted. So you never finished what you're doing, but then you're still chayav. Okay. Same thing. You're going to sew a whole garment, but only sewed a little bit. Okay, something happened, I got distracted, never finished. It's still chayav. Halacha tezva. Okay. Kol malacha. Shayochid yachal asos oso levado. Any malacha which a person could have done by himself. Okay. But also, so shtayim b'shutfus, two people joined together. Bein shosa zemik shosa mitzosa. Whether he split the malacha, could go and sha'akar zeh chayv shuzuba nichar shenim shusacharis, One guy did the Akira, one guy did the Hanukkah. If that's the case, you see the case of Akira and Hanukkah is a little different because they're never doing anything simultaneously, right? That's what I was pointing out. That's a it's a little bit different than the case of two people writing with a pen at the same time. It's the same result. But the point is that they mentioned two separate examples because there, in the first case with the Oni and the Balabas, so one is doing Akira, one's doing Hanukkah. They're not doing anything together simultaneously. All right, but that's one type, or is it no difference? Or did they were doing it together from the beginning to the end. Shnei and Chayavim, and it's only one shear. Still, you don't say now with double the shear. It's the same shear. Okay? Well, that's the next one. I'm sorry. So then, either way, like, for example, Kagon Shachsu Shnei Mekomus Kosu or also Kikar Batsun Shushus Harei Elu Paturin. It's Potter. Again, Asen Rabbanan. But Potter. And Ha'achat Tezayin, Bim Ein Echad Men Yochal Asos Levado. If one can't do it himself, then they're both going to be chayav. Because you couldn't do it by yourself. You needed both people. Okay, and it's the same shear. Now, then your case, the third last case, one guy's stronger, so he could have really done it himself. The other guy could have done it himself. So then, they did it together. Okay, he says the first guy is chayv because he could have done himself. See, the other guy is going to call him Misayim Bo Mamish. Misayim no chayv klum. All right, so you look at the, that's the psak, you look at the chayodim.
Okay. The first is chayv, the second is
pasha. Right, okay.
The stronger one.
Yeah, all right. The chayodim, paskin sway, klal test, sif test, right? Eno chayv, ad shi asa kum loch, levadam, so. I will also rock mitzosa. Kigon shepasha. I don't give all the examples, but again, also asking with darbana and learn out from psukim. The chayim has a good answer, but a good explanation, good presentation. The dafka kashikol echad miyachalos malachah below siu chavera. I will ain echad miyachalos levado below siu chavera without the friend's help. Then shnei chayim. If echad yochal echad yochal zeh shiyochal chayim v'ashina elak misayeh the kamayel kamal misayeh ein b'mamish. That's also sugi by itself. He said that in fact, I need your help. Okay, so you're zero. Okay, yeah. Aval, look what he said at the end. In his galas malach gadol v'loas tzosa came and shosu kashir chayev like the guy with the letter. Okay, what's the reason behind this? Okay, the zeh enu yochol, the zeh enu yochol, they're both chayev. Zeh yochol, the zeh yochol, they're both potter. What's the difference in terms of source? So egalei tal by Borer and. Chelikala Bosi of Gimel 78 of Biurim, he writes, he says, because lav urchel mebishayim, if two people, if a person can do it himself, it's shalom kedarka to two people, right? But ze en yoch ze enochol then urchel mebishayim. So they tell us it's very simple. Okay, they tell us says that based on the Gemara, if it's ze yochel ze yochel, each person can do it by himself. So then. But that's the norm. That's when you now have two people. I mean, me and you are going to hold the pen together. That's not normal. Okay. Again, it's also the Rabbanan, but that's not called the Malacha. That's again, that might come back to Malacha Moshe. That's not the normal way that people do these things. But if you need two people, it's a heavy item. Okay, a heavy beam. Okay, so then that is the norm. So then you talk a chai. Like I tell us, the chiluk here. It's a matter of orcha. The Vanakov fits in with many other things we said about Malachas Mashavas. Two people doing something together. That's how Malachas Mashavas. That's not the normal way people do things. So they do like that Mishkan, huh?
So this is like
Yeah, right. That's like Shalom Kedaka, yes. So, I don't know, not normal. It's not, it's also Garbana, but it doesn't qualify as Malachas. However, yeah.
Going back to the Rambam, why is it that the first guy is tied around the second guy in the case when he can do it himself with another guy?
Why is it not also shalom kedarka? But that's a technicality. We disregard the second guy.
But it shouldn't be the second guy who's higher because he's the one who's the first guy.
Well, the second guy couldn't do it himself, so for him it's not kedarka.
Yeah, but if two people couldn't do it themselves, then they.
Well, if two people couldn't do it themselves, then they're talking.
They're both higher.
Yeah, right.
So shouldn't
the
vote be based on who needs the help?
Yeah. Well, we have a difficult. No, but the first guy is chayav. He doesn't need it, though. He doesn't need it, though.
So we look at it as he's just doing it himself.
Yeah, in fact, the other guy is saying, but mamash, we don't count.
Okay. And the second guy, we don't look at it as...
not the name, not contributing. And he couldn't do it himself, so it's not the dark of him either. No. Okay, but Rav Shechter...
This really tough, this doesn't seem to address that wrong. Because they're also not doing a kedarka. Like, it doesn't matter...
No. If two people are needed, that is kedarka. That's what he's saying.
But if two people are not needed, then two people will do it.
Then you're potter, because that's not kedarka.
Right.
If two people are needed, then it is kedarka. That's what he's saying. Right? If two people are not needed... Okay.
So it seems there's some relativity here. It
if two people do it, it's called
like... Because it depends on which two people we're talking about. Right.
Okay, Harami, but that's Zeyachol. Zeyachol with Zeyachol. They're both part. Zeyachol with Zeyachol, they're both part. Because that's not from over. They could have, either one could have done it himself. Either one of them could have done it himself. So then you're part because it's, again, it's our stub on it. But you're part because it's that's not the normal way of doing things. But if you need two people, then you're fine. But the Rav, I think of Shechter quoted from the Rav a little differently. Okay. Not a question of the normal way, but going back to the pasuk, okay, the pasuk by Korban Chatas, back in the pasuk source 70, Parag Dalad Mitzvachov Zayin, that the Gemara darshins in connection with this whole thing, it says in nefesh echas techos nevishkoga me am haaretz ba'asosa achas, the magic word ba'asosa. What is ba'asosa? When you do it. So the way the Rav said it, you see from that pasuk, and I hope I'm presenting this correctly, what you see from that pasuk is if you violate a korban chatas, you need a maisa, to put it in lumdish terms. You need a maisa. Let's be a maisa, okay? Just for example, there's a whole discussion, not for now, the whole discussion in the Gemara, I mean, the Megadeth, the guy who curses. Is there a chiv korban? Because there's no maisa, it's just words. They're not our topic now. I'm just saying, you need a maisa. Okay, by a korban chatas. So the Rav learned this drasha. In order to be chayav on Shabbos, you also need a maisa. And what the pasuk is teaching us, the drasha of Basa, so is teaching us that you only chayav if the maisa can be related to a particular person. A maisa has to relate to a person. Okay, it's related to a specific person. All right. So the case of Zeyachol with Zeyachol, they both could have done it themselves. Okay. Each one of them can say, it's not my maisa, he could have done it himself. The other guy will say, well, it's not my maisa, he could have done it himself. It's a taka. Okay, so the taka, both potter. You follow? Not because it's not the norm, but there's no one to pin the maisa on. Right? There's no one to pin the maisa. Each guy will say, oh, you need me. However, ze'en yochol, so then you need both of them for the mice, and the mice is pinned on both of them. They're both necessary. You know, there's a different way of looking at it. They tell them, you know, it's a sort of a, you need a mice. A mice is related to a specific person who couldn't do it, you know, who was necessary for this activity. So by Zeyachol, the mice doesn't relate really to either one of them, because either one can now say, well, I wasn't a necessary part of this equation.
Okay.
Okay, great. Yeah, good. But, so that's what the Rav learned a little differently than they would tell. Okay, again, you know, yeah. All right? So that's what I'm going to say about that. Let's just turn to the last page. We'll talk just a little bit about Grumma. I mean, by Misayaya, so we have this concept called Misayaya in Bomamish that talks on other halachas too, but, you know, we could talk about it. Remember the other day I spoke about that Taz by the Kuzak Hesed, the shot by the one in the mikra Friday night, and the guy cutting it. So, right, but also with it. So, you know, the question is, the Taz seems to say that it's also to have the guy do it because it's being done on your body. With Misayay, when your body's involved, maybe Misayay is different. She's sticking out her hand, but I don't know that now. Okay, so we'll leave that alone. Okay. That's why he says the woman should, if she forgot to cut her nails before the mikveh, then just clean thoroughly under your fingernails and that's it. Okay, Messiah, what do I mean, Messiah and Mamamish? You know, that's a question. But anyway, we'll run up. Okay, so take care of it. And that's that. We'll go back to that. Let's just finish up in terms of Grumma. You know, and again, Grumma is a major sugya. I'm not going to go into every detail of it just to be familiar. what the Gemara says and a couple of contemporary issues. We'll finish with that. Okay, the Mishnah says, Kuf Chof Mad Alef, right, where it says the situation is where there's a fire, the fire is spreading. You're not allowed to mechaba on Shabbos. I'm saying that nobody's life's in danger. That's not the case. Okay, today it's sometimes your life's in danger. That's different. So nobody's life's in danger. It's in a field somewhere. It's not going to spread beyond a certain point. Anyway, nobody's life's in danger. Can you put it out? So the Mishnah has a suggestion how you can put it out in such a way that it won't spread. Okay, you put the certain things in the way. It kind of blocks the. Even if it's water into the fire, won't spread. They'll crack and put it open. So you can't use those. The point is, you're not doing direct kibui. It's called ground kibui. You're putting something there that has water in it. That eventually, the fire's going to hit and put it out. So that's called grama. Right, where eventually what you did is going to eventually cause the malacha to happen. Right, so the Gemara there in Shabbos Kuf Chof Amud Aleph says, "Ksiv lo sase kol malacha." Same pasuk, right? It says the Dimros lo sase kol malacha. Asiyah hu da'aser grama shari. Okay, indirect causation. Right, indirect causation. Grama. Okay, so there's a fire on Shabbos. You're allowed to surround the area with barrels, even if they have water in it. Even though the fire's going to get there, it's going to burn the barrels or cause the barrels to crack open, water spill out, or extinguish the fire. That's indirect. Okay? All right, now, the Shulchan Aruch says the following. It's in Shem Lama Dalat Simchav Beis, 82. Ba'osim mechitza, and passing like this. Ba'osim mechitza b'chol hakel, and hafzik b'hem b'in adleikna. Afilu klicheres chadoshim, not like a bilsi. Afilu klicheres chadoshim, malayim mayim. Shavada yisbaku. They're brand new, they'll crack easily. Okay, they're tight, whatever the reason, they'll crack open with the fire easily. When the fire gets there, the gram kibui mutter. Gram kibui mutter. Okay? Ramah throws in two words. The makom seder. Ramah seems to say that it's only mutter, even grama, is only mutter if it had makom hafsid.
It doesn't
attach
to the root.
No, not to the root. It's always a question of how far you go. Okay, but that's what he says. So he throws in Makom Pseida. The Mishnah Berurah, the Bir Halacha, okay, explains why this is Grama. Okay, Shabbatei is Baku, because the new Kalim, Ein Lam Koch LeKabela, or Meshachadashim, fine. And it sounds like even if that's your intent, it's okay, because it's Gamkin Shar Kevin, the Ein Lam Grama. But now the Shulchan Aruch writes the Gram Kibui Mutter. Lav Davka Kibui, the Malacha Shen Tzuchel Gufa, that Filip Chol Malacha Zadin came. Like he says, even, you know, it's true by other malachas also, what we call grama. The fact is that, you know, certain things could be that grama would be usa d'oraisa, okay? Because that's the nature of the malacha, okay? Could the thing of grama would be usa d'oraisa, let's say trapping, okay? The animal's not there yet. That's another point. But he said, generally speaking, that's the kol malacha d'din kain. Okay. Anyway, the idea is you're not really doing anything. You're causing halacha to be done. That's the idea. All right? So in contemporary halacha, one of the major, I should just stress, grama is only us to rabbanon. Again, it's us to rabbanon, patal halacha, that's for sure. But Malcolm Hef said, he said it's allowed, according to Ramon. But there's some halachas, again, you can only be over it through grama. Okay, so there's some will say that that's a further question about psikresha. Secretion of Sumizmutter by a grama, so a number of rules by grama. Yeah, good.
Where do we get that it's
Usher
or Puppet? The
Shulchan
Aruch, is that all from their
mom?
The Shulchan Aruch
seems to stay. The Shulchan Aruch seems to be released by Kibbutz, that's the question. Yeah. But Ramah said, Malcolm said it, when they quote it from.
From there, we're getting that it's Puppet?
That's, yeah.
Is the Gemara also seems to say that it's
Puppet? Yeah. It really depends on the case, to be honest. Okay, it depends on the case. So the Shulchan Aruch says it's going to depend on the malacha. Again, some malachas, that's what I'm right, that some malachas, let's put it this way. Grama patters you in a malacha that's not normally done, derech grama. Okay, that's not done in a normal way. But the malacha is essentially done with grama, then you would say that it's awesome. Okay. That's one to mention. Just to show you a couple, and again, it's a big subject. Maybe we'll talk more about it. Just want to wrap it up here because, again, it's defining the law of Moshavas and so on. So there's with refrigerators, it's a big question. You know, opening the refrigerator. What happened to the open refrigerator? So warm air comes in from the kitchen. It's going to cause the fridge to go on. That's grandma, electricity, right? So is that mutter or not? So that's a Rav Shlomo Zalman Arbat. I think it's cool. I printed it here. But the truth is, Shlomo Chelik Alos and Yud, Osvav, 84, Gam Poshut, who he says, Sha'afim Hayinu Omashish Isser Torah, Vafalos Manoah. Manoah means like the motor, the mechanism. So even if that's the truth of the matter, it could be secretia, you know, anyway, but let's assume there's an Isser Torah, he said. Even assume it's Isser Torah. Benidin Shalom, Afal Gav Shachom Nichmas Techeb, even though the warm air goes in right away. It's not like other things with stirring, which is cooking. The stirring, not a lot of stir, but that doesn't cook it, but it contributes. So it's not the same thing. All right? And he says, different parts of the instruments, I don't know exactly. Okay? And that's going to be called grubba. So he says, it certainly would be allowed. The Gemara says mutter, and even though the Gemara says mutter, but like you were saying, l'chach afshar amo hevi das morcha de lo shal makom pseida, right? I mean, Ramos is what introduces makom pseida. Afshar shadavka b'chi hagavna shemechavein lehedya legrama. Maybe the whole head, because you could argue, Shlomo said, maybe it's only makom pseida, right, to open your fridge. We only mutter makom seder. Good is grama, but then there I must say it's only mutter makom seder. According to Chaver, it's not a problem. But according to Chumah the Mordechai, you asked before, as you asked, right, Mordechai brings up makom seder, and the Ramah paskins that way. So it's not good. So how can you open the fridge? So he's saying a few hanachas. Even if there's an issur d'oraisa, okay, but it's only grama because you're causing the, you know, you're not causing the things. One, you're causing the warm air to come in, and it's going to generate the mechanism to keep the fridge at whatever, 35, 37, whatever people keep their fridge at. Okay, so warm air comes in. So, Shlomo Zalman says no, because maybe that kepeda of the Mordechai, and hence there are more apostles like him, is only a problem if that's your intent to make this malacha happen. But here by the refrigerator, what's your purpose in opening the door? To let warm air into the fridge? No. You open the fridge to get something out, put something back. Oh, so that's what I'm saying. So now, what emerges from here is the same. Seek reishe, even nichale. Nichale, you want your fridge to work. So seek reishe, nichale, he's saying, is potter via grama. That's his thing. The grama, even low welcome episode, that's his thing. Since it's not direct, it's seek reishe. It's seek reishe, even the nichale. But it's removed enough, and for grama, it's not a problem. That's the motion of Shlomo Zalman's chiddush. Okay? All right, it's just that he says, all you want is to open a door. It's only psikration grama. Okay. Like, for example, he says, we didn't talk at all about Amir al-Nachri, maybe what's coming, but Amir al-Nachri, many hold that psikration is also not a problem by Amir al-Nachri. Tell a guy to do something, and as a result of what he does, right, psikration. So he says, by certain things, we only say that secretion is a problem. We only say that grum is a problem. We only say it's a problem if it's, you know, directly normal malacha, like talking to an akum and so on. Laws of secretion, right? So that's what the what he writes, and then he says further. All right, certainly he says the kol zeh. Look, last couple of lines. Kol zeh kasab lein grama follows manob chiloso. He was asked about it. Certainly, if the motor is running now, periodically the motor goes on anyway, even without you opening the door, right? It goes on because, you know, the stuff warms up. So if the motor is on already now, and now you open the door, so you're just going to keep it the motor on a little longer than otherwise would have done. That, he said, is not even grown. Yeah.
How does he understand, like, how the secretion works with regards to finding your intent?
Because, yeah, but grumma,
he says the only reason why why Rama is okay, but where the Hesed is because you don't intend it. Well, secretion means that you don't care what your intent is, then that shouldn't be a bad.
No, he says Rama is a problem. The Homer Rama by Hesed is because there will consider enough akin to the Malacha. Close enough to the Malacha.
But only because you don't have the intent to for that action, right?
Okay, but by psik ratio, which is making what does psik ratio do? It draws an equivalency between what you do and what you know is going to happen. That's just one step further, I think, one step further away. So, and that he says, don't apply to Grumman. That applies to Malacha. Malacha Shem Tzuth and Grumman, but not Grumman Shem Tzuth and Grumman, basically.
So, equivalency is not the same as, you know, as it is.
By Grumman. Okay, I mean, you can figure out. I think that's what he said. Okay, I just printed the finger off two tshuvas of Moshe Feinstein. Because Moshe Chaim Chelik Aleph Simchuk Chavches Udar Psicha Ha-Frezidirer, right? I guess he spelled Yiddish in the refrigerator in Yiddish and put, you know, they write the Hebrew Makarer. And he wrote Hashem Kish Tam L'Kan L'Kan. He says there as far as either way. Okay, and he quotes of Henkin, who was sort of the chief rabbi, an official chief rabbi of New York, the leading Tulsa in New York before Moshe. Okay, so he says in Ezra's Torah, he was the head of Ezra's Torah, he says, I don't want to get into this and so on, but there's Lakan Lakan. Okay, and he says, Efshala Hasig Mashinke, Machona Mashin, right, that we won't have a problem with Psychos of Fridge, they're told us not, it's a good idea. All right, if you don't get those things, maybe today you can't. Today they have these. Shabbos mode type stuff. And a different shuva chelik base in samaches. Will be etzem psichas and makarer emutu yeshu bezed dvar harbe. Will kvar kriya gerun yosef el yohenken shlita sheyiftechu b'sha shaham motor. The time of the motor is holech obey b'chein tov leno b'chein lach b'zev kvar yosef. So he lets it be at that. You know, let the motor go. But you know, do it when the motor is running. And many people are mocking on that. Okay. What's the thing about that you see though? Is that to extend the situation is also allowed. So just end up also, you know, that's in the Shmir Shabbos B'chosa, he has a hand. Let's say you have the lights are on and they're on a timer, okay, you know, with a dial. So you want to, we'll leave out the muktzah problem for a moment, okay? But you wanted the lights to stay on, some company can you want the lights to survive at 9 o'clock, and now some folks, you want the lights to stay on longer. So depending on the mechanism, you can, according to Rishon Zalman, I think he's quoting Rosh Hashanah that he often does. You can adjust the thing to extend the status quo. I can't make. Let's say I realize now, oh, this company coming tomorrow. I need that lights to come earlier. That you can't do. You can't cause the halacha to happen earlier than it would have. Okay, but to extend the status quo, that he's not able to do that either. But that he's making on to extend the status quo. And the only thing is that some of these times, if you don't have this time of day, you have to take out a pin and put, that's a different problem, because once you took the pin out, you know, so now it's not going to go off at all. Now you put it in somewhere else, you're causing it to go on, because there's a few moments where you had it out. So sometimes the extra pins, whatever, we'll have to talk about that. That's the whole Shabbos bucket.
Yeah.
Welcome to say that, maybe you can make it. Yeah. Okay, we'll stop over here. I'm Khan. The next issue is the talk to. We spent a couple of shiurim, I don't know, for two or three shiurim on the Yom of Rabbana on Shabbos. There's Rabbana, Takanat Rabbana on Shabbos. We'll stop
over here. What's the definition of the word Rabbana?
Chosei.